Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Great day to be alive on this Thursday. Kyle Brustin Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. I'm hanging out at the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios today, while Brad Northman looks really uncomfortable in the lead host chair back at the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios.
I walked into the room and went to my normal seat, well, Kyle's normal seat, and Strofe looks at me and says, "Hey, I'm going to put you in the lead host chair today." I said, "Oh, baby, I don't know if I'm ready for this. It's a big throne right here, Ben. I don't know. I'll do my best."
I got an idea, Strofe. I think one segment of this three-hour show, Brad Northman has to bring us in, lead the whole segment, and send
us
idea.
Out. I love that idea.
My goodness. Do a reset. I have to use all these like radio lingos that you and Strofe were talking about.
Here's the thing, though. I think Brad will be pretty good at it.
I think he'll struggle until he gets reps in him, and then he's very robotic in his mythology. He would create a system in which he would utilize.
you just use multiple words incorrectly.
Yeah. I think
that sounds about right, doesn't it?
I think I'll be stiff to begin, but I think I'll work my way into it.
You stiff? No.
I'm not tight.
I'm not tight. You're tight. I'm not tight.
You're tight.
Matt LaFleur.
Is that a hotkey yet, Strofe?
No, it is not, but I think without context, what you guys are saying we should not say, so I'm going to need to make it a hotkey.
Yep, we're going to need to make it a hotkey. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liss is more. You can see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And that's a must right now. If you're just joining us, Brad Northman has a buzz cut. And first and foremost, I would like to say thank you. A huge thank you to everybody in KBN Nation. Yesterday, Gabe Neitzel of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on 94.5 ESPN joined us for the whole 3 hours of our show. We were breaking down everything Giannis Antetokounmpo, the end to the Milwaukee Bucks game, and we do this every year, and it was a great way to get over the jarring loss that the Bucks had and help raise money for the MAC Fund, which you can still do by texting GOLF to 800-990-3776. We raised about $5,000 in 3 hours, in which led to Brad Northman on video right now in a full buzz cut. We reached the point where Alex Strofe, I said, "What are you going to do? I think you should get a buzz cut." He challenged me and said, "Well, what are you going to do?" And then that was stupid because I said,
I'll get
a buzz cut because I'll do just about anything. And so I think now is the time to probably reveal Alex Strofe, because he did follow through. He got a buzz cut, and I can't take him serious. I just can't take him serious. I need everyone to... You got to be on stream the entire show. I need anyone popping in on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee to see you and say, "What the heck happened to Alex Strofe?" So without further ado, hit the sounder for that, Strofe. Alex Strofe, everybody! Yeah!
Yeah, Alex, yeah. It actually... I think it actually looks okay.
Okay. Which I was not anticipating given my nervousness yesterday, but I actually think it turned out all right. Tony Cartagena,
you look like a failed rapper. You look like a failed rapper.
Ben, I'm not saying I look like a Channing Tatum-esque model right now, right? I'm bald. But it looks, or almost bald, I guess, technically. It looks better than I was anticipating. So big ups to TC.
Here's what I will say.
That's all TC.
TC,
right there.
Producer of Thanalysis show, Tony Cartagena, I had called you and I heard his voice. I was like, "Oh, at least it's not like, you know, your girlfriend doing it." I can't imagine she's like buzzed a lot of hair. If she has, good for her. But that being said, he literally gave you a fade. Like, you look like it's professionally done. So props to TC, because you don't look good, but at least it made it look like somebody tried to make you look good.
You don't look good.
Well, there is an image that's just vibrating off of Strofe, right? He's got a nondescript brown hoodie. He's either like a washed up rapper, like you said, Ben, or he's just a guy who's just trying to, like, you know, I don't know, trying to hoop it up like at an outdoor basketball court. I feel like he looks slightly more athletic, which isn't saying much, but yeah, slightly fair. More athletic. Fair. It almost makes me want to have him redo the combine, because I wonder if just the hair, just slightly more aerodynamic and slightly more athletically confident, maybe shave off some of those numbers.
Yeah, I would think
so.
See,
the problem that I have with that is, Brad, like, it was already a bad look when Strofe was doing things looking unathletic, but isn't it worse if you look athletic and then you're also just the most unathletic person on planet Earth? Like, doesn't it make it worse?
That's fair. That's very fair. I feel like maybe it would be even more of a shock to the senses. So, what did the significant other say?
Her immediate.
Yeah, we got to talk about the ladies of Kyle Bruston-Ortman. I got to hear from Lexi. Mm-hmm. I do want to hear from Strofe's girlfriend, and then I believe Strofe, you have something that was recorded with my fiance that, like, now I don't even know what she said, but I think she's mad.
Yeah, that's correct. We'll get to that. I would just like to throw out there, my girlfriend is the best. I walked up to her, I took off my hat, and her initial response was, "You look so cute."
Oh,
she's really lied to
your face. Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I like relationships built off trust and honesty, and that's not trust or honesty.
Oh, wow.
I disagree. She told me she likes it. I sent a photo to her and her best friend as well, and the best friend said, "Not as bad as I was expecting."
Wow. I mean, I guess everyone has.
Brad, you look no different than when you played football. Yeah, so why the heck could your fiance or wife of 18,000 years be mad?
Yeah, so if we remember correctly, I was going to text, because, like, something like this, my dashboard starts lighting up and say, "Oh my gosh, I need to tell Lexi." It's better off if she's not surprised. So remember, I sent her a text yesterday, probably 20 minutes before I was going to get the haircut, and I said, "Hey, Lexi." I didn't say that, actually. I don't know why I just said that. I said, "Hey, as an FYI,
I love Lexi.
I did end with that. I said, "Hey, there's a good chance I come home today with a shaved head." And then everyone was like, "Oh, it'd be so funny if she was surprised." So I unsent it. And basically just, like, I couldn't fully unsend it. So I just, like, a little, like, space bar. So there's nothing in it. And then she said, "?" I said, "Oh, sorry, sent the wrong text." So I walked in the door and I was expecting quite the reaction. And she gave me, like, a glare that was like, "I can't believe you actually did it." She was, her grandmother, who is a faithful listener of the show, shout out, Bama, she texted Lexi and she said, "Do you see what your husband's doing right now?" And Lexi said, "No, what?" And she said, he's shaving his head on live radio. And Lexi just said basically back, like, OMG. So she was prepared for it. But she did say, there was two things. She said, and this is where I can associate with you a little bit, Ben. Baby shower for baby Ortman is end of June. And she just said, "If your hair doesn't look normal by the end of June, we got problems." And then additionally, she said, "I said, okay, we have 2 months. I think I'll be okay." And then after about a half hour, after it settled in, we're preparing dinner, we're walking around, she looks back at me, and she's like, "I'm freaking out. I feel like I'm in a time warp to 2015. You look exactly like you did when you were playing for the Panthers."
Oh, no. The poor girl's having PTSD of when Brad was in Charlotte and he bought one car and didn't give her a car, so she had to walk around the city of Charlotte despite her man's making NFL salary money. And she's having PTSD. I can't blame her.
And, you know, and so this is hilarious, too. So TC did a great job cutting my head, but it was with a little beard trimmer, and it just needed to get tightened up a little bit. And before I could even ask, because back in Charlotte, when I was playing in the NFL, who cut my hair but the first lady of the Ortman Estate, Lexi. So she said, before you even ask, "I am not cleaning your hair up. You are going to your own barber for that." She said, "I'm not." She's putting her foot down. She's like, "No more one car, no more barber. She's a new woman." This morning I went to my barber and I got it cleaned up a little bit. But how about that? That's growth for her. So you're right. PTSD, Ben, because she was saying to herself, "No way I'm touching those clippers again." Brad made his bed, he's
going to
lay in it.
I like my life at the Nortman Estate. I don't want to be walking around downtown Charlotte, driving Brad to the Charlotte or the Carolina Panthers practice facility, dropping him off in the back of the practice facility so he's not seen getting dropped off by his fiance slash wife slash girlfriend, whatever you were at the time. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. For those who missed it, we raised about $5,000 during Kyle Bruston-Ortman help with the MAC fund in the Ringer event for Gabe Neitzel, Greg Matzik, and Steven Watson. Thank you to all who contributed, which led to these beautiful faces on YouTube. Alex Stroff with a buzz cut, Brad Nortman with a buzz cut, and as the king of follow-through of the Ringer fundraiser,
the king of follow-through,
I need to get a buzz cut as well. And
keyword need.
Yeah, I mean, we did it within 24 hours.
Yeah, well, ours are done, Ben. And we have to wait. Today is Thursday, so that's one day. Friday, 2 days. Saturday, 3 days. Sunday, 4 days. We got to wait 5 days for the king of follow-through to follow through while the other two bozos that got roped into this by you already have it done. I'm not fully convinced you're going to do it, to be real honest with you.
I think there's a little bit of fear in the Brust household.
I think you're right.
I think he knows what's
he's
coming
intimidated.
Down the pike.
The Brust household, or there's fear in Ben Brust?
Yeah, in Ben Brust.
Who in
better
the same?
Way to put it. Because there's high stakes in the Ben Brust household.
You got a little surprise for me?
Yeah, I mean, you were part of the conversation, but it is a surprise. Here is an exclusive conversation that Detective Stroh found between Ben Brust and his lovely fiance.
I'm getting a buzz cut on Monday.
Your face is peeling.
What do you think?
I just don't understand why it had to happen before our wedding. Like, can we do this on August 23rd? Why does it have to be on Monday?
Because we're raising money for childhood cancer.
That's great. You committed to it. You're going to do it, but it's going to happen after our wedding.
It's going to?
I mean, I don't know how much say I have, but I would prefer that. Everyone on the show could, you know, get aligned with me and agree that after our wedding is probably best.
Oh.
Put your
foot
down.
It doesn't sound like I'm in trouble. It sounds like the pressure's been tossed to Alex Stroff and Brad Nortman to convince my fiance that it's all good.
Honestly, put your foot down, fiance Brust. I love that. She said, you're not getting it cut. And now she's eliciting the KBN Nation Army to see how much that we can possibly do to push you past. I'm going to be on Team Ben's fiance on this one. I am. This is going to put you in a tough situation.
No, I want him to be conflicted.
I want him to feel guilty as he's going to get the buzz cut. But
everyone
I want him to feel a little guilty
could,
when he does it.
You know, get aligned with me and agree that after our wedding is probably best.
So here's what future Mrs. Brust needs to understand about her bozo husband to be. All right? What happened yesterday was, prior to the show, Ben said, just like Anchorman, no touching of the hair or face, can't do anything. And this man, admittedly and impressively, has 0% shame. And sometimes, scratch that, all the time, gets caught up in the moment and says things he probably shouldn't. When I was in a corner being pressured to shave my head, I thought Ben would go, I ain't going to do it. I got a wedding coming up. But he immediately snapped back and said, I'll do it too. So absolutely not. He should be a man of his word. He said he's going to do it. He hasn't done it. I did it. But I only did it because Ben said he would do it with me. And as I look on the on the YouTube stream,
gosh,
Ben has more hair.
I look
hair
really
than
good
me.
With hair compared to you two.
Ben has a lot more hair than me and Brad combined.
Yeah, he does.
So
he really
I'm
does.
Not getting aligned with nobody.
Ben, what are we
you sure you
for?
Want to fight that battle with my fiance? You know, you could be seeing yourself off the guest list pretty soon. There, pick your battles wisely.
If I get kicked off the guest list because her fiance has no gumption. And isn't a man of his word, I can die happy because I fought the good fight. That's
anything,
what I'm fighting
Ben,
today.
I would have thought there would be such a sense of urgency to get that haircut so the growth could restart as fast as possible. What are we waiting for?
Also,
we got
August is 3.5 months away. Your hair will be back.
On the Carbless Talk and Text line, many people upset with me. We got some all caps text messages. Plenty of people telling me that my hair will grow back in time and wondering why I am not buzzed right now in terms of buzzed cut.
Stinky Ben.
All right.
Stinky Ben. Stinky Ben.
I will ask the audience, 800-990-3776. What would you do if you were me? You got a directive? An indirect directive from the old, you know, ball and chain, as they say.
The old ball and chain. That seems like the right thing to call it right now.
That's about as declarative and assertive as I have heard future Mrs. Brust. So, I mean, that's something to consider, Ben.
Everyone on the show could, you know, get aligned with me and agree that after our wedding is probably best. I'm just...
That's pretty direct. That's pretty direct.
She said we could get aligned with her. We could, but we're not going to.
No.
She didn't say has to. Like, she didn't give an ultimatum, and that's where I feel like on Monday I do want to know as well. Should I get it cut in the studio, or do you just want me to show up with a surprise? 800-990-3776. All right. I got to get back to Giannis because I want to make sure that we do our best to make sure that we're covering every scenario possible to make sure he is a Milwaukee Buck. And again, I of the belief that it would have to take Giannis asking out, and I don't know if Giannis wants to be that guy. After watching the Mavericks organization, as Gabe Neitzel has shared with us and many others are in line with this, the Bucks can't be the bad guy here. It would have to be Giannis. And I don't know if Giannis has it in him while still on contract with the Milwaukee Bucks to say, I want out. Is there any trade compensation in the world you would accept for Giannis? Obviously, if you got Wemby and Cooper Flagg and 10 picks, honestly, when I say that out loud, I'd almost say, give me Giannis. So I really want to know, is there any compensation that you would actually send Giannis away for? 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. We're back next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, see, the thing about me is I like
you like crazy.
I like crazy. I like a little excitement in my life. I like a little bit of drama.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I don't know why we're playing this music, but gosh, I love seeing the video on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison with Brad Nortman buzzed, Alex Strofe with no hair, and the barber that did it all, Tony Cartagena, joining us here on Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin.
It's not every day I'm the worst looking person on the panel, but damn, you guys look good.
Your handiwork, DC, impressive. I went to like my normal lady this morning, right, just to kind of clean it up, and she said, somebody did this with a beard clipper? She was impressed. She's like,
really?
That's actually impressive.
So Strofe's whole thing was, hey, come over to my apartment. I have clippers. We can do this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, cool. That's easy enough. I'll walk over there because it's close to our office. He had a beard trimmer.
But a much bigger version of what we used on Brad yesterday.
It honestly wasn't that different. The only difference was the lack of product in the hair. Like, so Strofe had a beard trimmer.
That is a big difference.
The product was a huge difference. I could have did a little bit better with yours without the product. Strofe didn't have any product in his hair. He had a beard trimmer, which it worked, but the guards that he had, so like you want it to be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so you can do it and fade it up evenly. Strofe just had a no guard, so that's like skin. And then 3, 5, 7.
It's a big jump.
And I was like, bro, I don't want to. And then at one point, we had to use one of his girlfriends or roommates? Yeah, whatever.
It's a girlfriend.
Okay,
I don't think it's a secret. I live with my girlfriend.
All right, cool. I don't know. Yeah. We had to use one of her razors to fix, because, like, dude, you hadn't cut your hair that short. And obviously, forever, there was such stubble where it looked like a bad shadow. So I had to take a razor, a new one out the box, and, like, straight blade it, essentially.
Wow.
But we got him looking okay.
Looking good.
Brad and Strofe, should I feel confident in the KBN Nation barber TC for Monday?
I mean, look at the final products. What more do you need to see?
I don't think you need a better example than right here, right? Moi, look at this haircut. It's beautiful.
So here's Tony, if you cut me that low, I will We'll have some.
Okay,
fighting
do you know what the
words.
Crazy part is? So Strofe's thing, I looked at it and I was like, this just looks short because it's a beard trimmer. I did Brad's with a 3. Strofe's is a 5.
That's crazy. It looks just as short as mine.
It's shorter.
I think it's shorter.
It's shorter.
I think with Strofe's head, his hair is so dark and his skin is so pale. There's a contrast. Mm-hmm. It catches your eye.
Here's the thing. Lexi doesn't hate me, correct?
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't.
Okay.
Good.
She's
all good. If anything, it's nostalgic for her.
Strofe's girlfriend said Lexi. It looked cute. That's
but
a win.
I have a witness.
What do you mean you have a witness?
They didn't believe me.
Oh, yeah. No, Strofe's girlfriend said it looked cute. That's good enough for me. Mm-hmm. At least I didn't completely botch it. The only issue I'm having is Ben's fiance. Who their wedding is August 22nd. She scares me.
Yeah.
I see her in the hallway sometimes, and I'm like, that is not a person you mess with. So I checked my calendar, and I looked at all my potential openings to cut Ben's hair. Ben, I hate to tell you, the next available opening is August 23rd.
Oh, no.
So next time I'm available
to
cut hair,
No.
Sorry, Ben.
No.
Sorry, Ben. I can't do it.
Because
I
now
can't do it before
KBN
then.
Nation is... They're after me right now. I'd send Giannis away for Ben to get his buzz cut. I mean, that's to the level of people want to see the buzz cut Benny again.
And you raised the money.
Lasagna's chiming in. I donated to help fund this bet. I have a feeling that Ben is going to have regrets, and he's begging his fiance to give this audio. He's people are on to me.
I have a compromise.
I maybe planted that audio with my fiance as a potential out. To get out of this.
I have a compromise.
As
for
we
you,
all know, what's the compromise?
It will be done before the honeymoon. So all your honeymoon photos, you will be buzz cut Benny.
Ooh.
And those last, you will see those on IG way more than wedding photos. It will be done
That's
before.
Really
if point. You fly out, I promise you this.
You're making this worse. You're making this worse for me. I'd rather just bite the bullet now. No, Monday. You're, it
what
is.
Do you,
Monday. It absolutely.
You would
is.
Rather. You would rather she be mad at you now.
For that,
Doug, I donated
the,
for
everyone
this.
On
Don't
the show
let me.
Could, you know, get aligned with me and agree that after our wedding is probably best.
I agree.
Now it's too late now. But what we should have done is put a certain amount of dollar of donations for Ben to get his haircut now, and then another increased amount for the week of his wedding, and see if KBN Nation would have really
the
pulled
out week of my wedding.
Yeah, could you put a price on that? Now it's too late.
No,
this isn't on the
it's
table,
not too late.
No.
The website is still active.
There is a price for just about everything, but. I would say there's a chance that I would not be on planet Earth if I did that before our wedding. So I'm just gonna rule that one out. I'm all for helping the Mac Fund, but I want to be alive to see the Mac Fund do the research and help childhood cancer.
I want to see you get married, and I after
exactly.
hearing that audio, I'm a little concerned that y'all might not make it to the altar.
You know, I'm actually really upset with KBN Nation. If I may. It was not just a week ago that Brad, or a little bit before that, Brad Nortman and Kyle Wallace each handed me two $20 bills, crisp $20 bills. And I started the show by saying, oh, I'm sorry, I was at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. I forgot to place your $20 to win $34 Bucks series to win the Pacers bets. And you guys lost it on me. And what did I do? At the end of the segment, I revealed that I had both betting slips right there.
Sure.
And KBN Nation is now turning on me, thinking that my fiance has all the power over me. This man is not whipped. This man is a man of his word. This man doesn't raise money to back out. I will see you Monday at 2:00. Tony, clear the schedule or I'll do it myself.
Wait, hold on. Repeat that line.
Wait, why did I say
repeat
that?
That?
Why
line,
did I say
sir?
That? Why did
that's
I say
nice, that? That's a nice.
No. Hit the record scratch.
I like
throw.
That idea. I like that idea. That's good.
Now we're talking.
I guess he's doing it himself.
I keep doing the dig the whole thing and then digging deeper.
I jumped on here with an out for you. You would have been on the good side of the fiance. You get it cut right before the honeymoon, a nice fresh buzz to enjoy the tropics or wherever you're headed. And then you just dug the grave deeper, bro. That's on you.
All right, KBN Nation, I will deliver to you. As again, I will say I am disappointed that they think that I would be listening to my fiance over living up to my word. Let's go to Diana McGuanago, 800-990-3776 on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Dirty D, what's up?
I think they should make you a skinhead.
I don't know if we should say that. Probably. And that's two dumps from Diana, as we will now have to make an in-show suspension moving forward. Wow. out of love, out of love to wanting to protect our jobs. Ben Brust, Alex Stroh running the show, Brad Nortman with you. TC, the barber of KBN Nation, will be cutting my hair on Monday. I will deliver this for you, KBN Nation. Stroh, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much did you cook on this Becoming Relevant?
Oh, good question. I like the scale. You know I love a good scale game.
Big scale guy.
Yeah, I'm a big scale guy. I think this is a good 8 out of 10.
A good 8 out of 10. I shoot for 10 out of 10 every time with you, and I don't know why I have such high expectations. But 10 out of 10 is when you score big at Woodman's with $5.99 Screaming Sicilian Pizzas. There is no limit, so stock up on all of your favorites and taste what all the screaming is about. That is April 28th. It started through May 6th. Get to your local Woodman's right now for your OG Screamin's. You have your Bessie's Revenge, which is cheese, your Boss Hog, which is sausage, your Holy Pepperoni, which speaks for itself, the Supremus Maximus, the Ultimate Deluxe, the Mother of Meat, the Mambo Italiano!
Mambo!
Wow, that was weak. Get to Woodman's, $5.99 for Screamin' Sicilians. No limit. Stock up. Becoming Relevant. Better be better than 8 out of 10. Next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
I'm a tool. My name is Ben Brust, and I'm a tool.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle Brust and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Ben Brust, hanging out at Madison today at the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios. Brad Nortman will be trying out as lead host at the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at some point during the show. And Alex Stroh is running it at 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Both Brad and Stroh will be on video all show long, showcasing their new buzz cuts. Stroh's is one to see. Brad just looks like he's a college athlete again. And Stroh looks like a failed rapper and a failed producer based off that music pop. Let's get to Becoming Relevant.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant, it's time to become relevant. Stroh's time to shine on KBN starts now.
I like when he throws shade, given that everybody in KBN Nation is currently against him.
It's a redirect.
Yeah.
He's just redirecting.
It's impressive. The lack of awareness from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison.
Oh, I'm aware of what I'm doing, Stroh.
Now, I thought you thought you were onto something. He looks like a failed rapper with that music pop. Ha, 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 ha.
It's no different than when I fail at jokes every single day. Like, I'm literally the same person. I just have hair and you guys don't. All right, cool. What's becoming relevant other than pressing buttons?
Cool.
Tyrese Halliburton yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show says last summer the Milwaukee Brewers invited him to throw at a first pitch. And then after the Pacers eliminated the Bucks in the NBA postseason, they nixed it. They revoked their invitation, according to Tyrese Halliburton. To that I say, good, Brad, what say you?
Oh, I love this. Good for you, Milwaukee Brewers. When you mess with one of our own, being the Milwaukee Bucks, because we are all one big sport family here in the great state of Wisconsin, this is what you do. You send a message. You can't mess with us like this. And honestly, they probably knew there was going to be a little bit of social blowback from it. And they said, you know what? Willing to take it. You can't mess with the Bucks. You can't mess with Milwaukee. This is what happens when you do. Good for the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm going to be honest. You know, I love the Brewers. But this is like, you know, they're very big on like a good public relations image, the Milwaukee Brewers, kind of like that fun family go. They say, hey, we're not let you do this. I love the toughness, Milwaukee Brewers. I love it.
He would have gotten booed. He wouldn't have enjoyed the experience. So if anything, the Brewers did him a favor by revoking the offer. Who's to say that he would have even done it because he knows he wouldn't have been warmly welcomed at American Family Field? At this point now, again, based off the way that his dad handled himself, and he was on TV yesterday in local Milwaukee television having an interview on TMJ4, and he's backtracking on his apology, saying he wasn't disrespectful. Like, you think I'm going to believe you over Giannis? Over Giannis. You're trying to be more believable than somebody like Giannis. Good luck with that. I'm going to trust Giannis. And the idea that he still thinks in his mind that standing in front of Giannis and holding a flag of his son, even if he says he wasn't cursing, I'm going to trust Giannis here, but even if in this scenario he wasn't cursing, acting like that wasn't disrespectful, being on the floor staring at the one of the top three players in the world with the championship, like, get a grip, dude. You were in the wrong, and nobody in Wisconsin, unless they're your closest family, is going to respect or like you because of your actions. Actions come with consequences, and if you really want to make it right, you can find a way to make it right. Doubling down ain't going to make you any more loved back here in the state of Wisconsin, I can tell you that much.
It's a great take, but how did we get there?
I just wanted to get there. I think we did a lot of Mac Fun fundraising yesterday. I didn't get all my Halliburton Giannis takes out.
Sure,
so
sure.
I'm still fired up, you know?
Yeah, I feel like him and his dad, they just lack awareness, right? Like,
oh, the
backtracking apology. And then when the Brewers revoke it, that could have been a really, like, private thing. Cause actually, now that you guys explained, I do agree with you that he's probably better off not throwing out that first pitch. And he's going public as a victim that they revoked this from him. Oh, I'm no longer a Brewers fan. It's like, dude, read the room. You're the villain right now. Do not play the victim card and increase that self-awareness a little bit.
Big time. All right, guys, I've got something to run past there. It's a little wacky. So a couple nights ago, I was driving to a local donation spot as we wrap up our move. We had some things to donate. And I stopped at a red light. And there was a dude in the car to my left. I was in the right lane. He was in the left lane. We were in a two-lane red light. In the left lane, he's just digging for gold. Right? Just picking away at his nose.
Dude, everyone digs for gold in the car. Do not judge this man. I dig for gold in the car every day. It's the safest place to do it.
Ben Bruss, the best interrupter on the planet. I was getting there. I started picking my nose with him.
Oh, out of solidarity?
Or did it all of a sudden itch? I'm in the car by myself. I'm like, I'm with this guy. This is the best place to do it.
No. I got a question. I go, did you guys make eye contact? And you were like, I'm
going
to pick my nose too.
I tried to, right? I had my pinky up there, almost touching my brain, and he never looked my way. But I would have given him a head nod in solidarity. The car is the best place to pick your nose. It's private. You'll never see
that private.
You'll never see these people again, though. I'll never see that guy again. If I see him at the bar later, I'm not going to be like, oh, that was the dude picking his nose on Oakland. Right? Like, that's.
And if you did, you'd probably go up to him and be like, hey, did you pick your nose in your car today? Because I saw you do it, and then I joined you.
Brotherhood created right there.
Brad, do you pick your nose at all?
I mean, when needed. I wouldn't say it's often, but I mean, there's discomfort.
Here's the next question.
You got to get some stuff out of there.
What do you do with the boogers after you pick them?
Let them fly.
Where do you put them?
It depends where you are. If I'm close to a trash or like a paper that I can get it on, I do try to put it there. But if that's not possible, outside, you can give it a flick.
I let them fly.
You let it flick.
Now, how do you... I've recently heard that there is a... at an office setting, a friend of mine told me this, an office setting. Somebody just openly picks their nose at their desk, like, often, I guess. That's crazy behavior, right? You can't be picking your nose at work.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's not.
But do you not know where... I'm surprised you didn't want to know where I put my boogers after I pick them.
You fling them, without a doubt.
No, I put them on my hand and let them dry.
Oh, that like, turns my stomach over.
I'm starting to think there's something wrong with you.
Why would you... No one's making you do that.
No, that's legitimately...
It's satisfying.
That's concerning.
Because then it gets hard. And then you can flick it.
Well, you can flick it without any time on your hand. You can just rid that moment from your life. You don't need to let it marinate on your hand.
That is so bizarre, and I don't mean that as a
compliment. When did you start doing this?
I don't know. I also really enjoy those boogies when, like, you can feel them deep.
All right, we're done here.
In the root, no, you pull it from, like, out of the root. It's so amazing.
We're done.
That was just ruined quickly.
He is one of the, and again, this is not. I think he's got some wires crossed, man.
He has
some concerning behaviors.
I love that you guys are really good at talking crap about me when we're not in the same area.
Ben, I do this every day with you sitting 6 feet from me. What are you talking about?
Maybe you, but Brad definitely feels a little more comfortable.
I think it's this lead chair. I'm
on a power trip.
I feel powerful. I feel like I got the ESPN Milwaukee and the, you know, the Gruber Law Office logo behind me. Usually it's the wonderful Third Street Market Hall, but there's something about this chair. There's like 6 monitors, 15 buttons. I feel powerful.
Taylor and Waukesha on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. I'm in the car now, and now I'm digging for gold in your honor. Appreciate
Hell
that,
yeah.
Taylor.
That's a true citizen.
Hey, let us know whether or not you let it dry in your hand.
800-990-3776. When we were talking about picking the nose in the car, did you indulge? We'd love to know. We're not going to read the text, but we just want to know. Did you indulge in some digging? I definitely will be indulging in the best place on earth during the summer in Wisconsin. That's Road America, America's National Park of Speed. Get out of the house and enjoy the 14-turn, 4-mile-plus road course where the racers have been racing since 1955. It's more than racing. Kids 16 and under get in free. You have a paying adult at the gate. That's what happens. 16 and under. That is family, affordable, fun. You have a state fair-type concession stands. You can camp out all weekend. Enjoy the racing. You got the SVRA coming up May 16th through the 18th for a vintage weekend. You come for the experience and you stay for the race. Get your tickets at roadamerica.com. That's roadamerica.com. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do over-under coming up next. We're going to get some callers here. And then after over-under, Brad, you are going to lead the 3 o'clock segment into Jason Wilde, and then I will take over.
Oh, I'm nervous.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Let's go with caller 15 and 19 for over under. Caller 15, you're going to get a category from Alex Stroff. He'll have an over under as well. You choose over or under. If you believe that Brad and I are going to get 10 guesses and get as many right as possible out of those 10 and hit the over, you take the over. You don't believe in us, you take the under. Caller 19, you are stuck on the other side. That's 800-990-3776. It's over under on Kyle Brust-Nortman. Next.
This is Kyle Brust-Nortman.
We were going to extend more invites, but I just jumped the gun for some reason at the meeting because I thought I was being like funny and personable, and I just don't know how to read the room. I was like, oh, this guy who doesn't know me is going to think it's hilarious that I'm with Josh and I'm saying, hey, Josh, you didn't get the first round invite. Suck it.
How in what world would that person find that funny, though?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Miss Polly said, come on over tonight. You told me you don't know your
feelings. Can we focus on mine? I think I'm Ben Bruss live from the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. While Brad Nortman's getting ready to host and lead host Kyle Brust-Nortman at the top of the hour here, Alex Stroff is running the show. UKBN Nation can see their new haircuts, their buzz cuts, both Stroff and Nortman on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. But right now, it's time to play one of our favorite games before we watch Brad sink in the ocean. Over under.
Will the guys hit the over or will they disappoint? It's time for Over Under on Kyle Brust-Nortman.
I think Ben forgets that Brad literally brings the show in every Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
I do.
Yeah, bringing in the show but setting up a segment, like hitting the phone number. You know it's not easy, Stroff. Like, you know it just doesn't happen.
It's a little bit more
difficult.
You need
reps. Yes. This is his first rep. We're just happening to do it live on air instead of like in a recording studio testing it, which I love so much more.
I also love it. Put the pressure on. Rip the Band-Aid off. Here
Bring
we go.
It on.
All right, boys. Caller 15 today. Lasagna in Milwaukee, which is still the funniest name in the world. No offense, Lasagna. Caller 19, Andy in Hartford. Lasagna in Milwaukee, not a believer in you today. He's on the under. Andy in Hartford, not by choice, is on the over. I'm going to give you the category. Then I need to know who my final answerer is, and then I will start the clock. Today's category, I'm looking for the top 10 points per game leaders this NBA postseason thus far. Everybody falls into this category, but just to clarify, they need a minimum of 4 games played. But everybody on this list has played at least 4 games. I have the over-under high today. It's 8.5. You need 9 or 10 to win.
What?
Especially the postseason, because weird things happen.
Yeah, but it balances out after a couple games. You'll get most of these names, I promise. Who wants to be our final answer?
I'll take it for you, Brad.
All right, your time starts in 3, 2, 1.
Well, I believe Giannis is number
one. Giannis, final.
That is correct. Giannis is number one, 33 flat.
Shea?
Shea, final.
He is number 6, 27.8 points per game in their sweep.
I believe Steph is having a hell of a series, but they just got blown out. I don't know what it does to his average.
What about like Luka?
We very easily.
I know that the Lakers just got bounced, but he just walks points.
I know, but he didn't put up a ton of points yesterday. I know I'm overthinking this because it's average.
What about like?
Let me go to series by series here. What about Cleveland? Is it Donovan Mitchell?
He'd be the leading scorer. But like, they're so
Donovan
balanced.
Mitchell final.
Donovan Mitchell number 21. Brad makes a good point there. There's your hint.
What about the Celtics?
2 minutes.
Jason Tatum
final.
Yeah, he's number 2, 31.3 points per game.
Wow. How about Anthony Edwards?
It's probably Ant, final.
That is correct. He's number 7, 26.8 points per game. You've got 4. You need 5 more.
Jokic?
Kawhi? Kawhi, final.
And that's a loss. Yeah, Kawhi, the first name off the list.
Wow.
25.2 points per game.
Well, that was a shellacking.
I mean, I guess.
Jokic?
I guess, Jokic, obviously.
Yep, Jokic is number 10, 25.4.
Is Luka on there?
Oh, yeah, he's on there. He's number 3. 30.2 points per game.
Was Steph?
He was not, no. I feel like you're missing some obvious names here, but you guys lost.
Jalen Brunson?
Lasagna. Yeah, Jalen Brunson's number 4, 29.8.
How about...
Give us a hint.
2 Magic and 1 all-time great.
LeBron James.
Yep, he's number 9.
I don't know anybody on the Magic. Not one person. Not one.
Well, they're the only 2 players that score points for the Magic. Benny, who are they?
Franz Wagner.
And?
I know that name. Michigan guy, right?
Yes. Who's the last one?
Paolo Banchero.
Oh, I guess I do know those names. I just couldn't pull them from true recollection.
That was a why
hand
do you think
up.
8.5 was
hand
fair?
Up. Hand up. I felt like Giannis, Tatum, Doncic, Brunson were all gimmies. I thought SGA, Edwards, LeBron, and Nikola Jokic were all gimmies. That's 8.
I mean, now that you say it, yeah, I mean those are pretty clear cut superstars.
But
yeah,
you gotta remember
I forgot about
power.
I forgot about Steph. I forgot about Kawhi, who's had a nice series against Denver. Yeah, I probably should have made that about 7.5 or 6.5. So that's on me.
Wow.
That's on me.
Ugh, I hate losing this. It sends me into a bad mood.
You guys have not lost in a while, in my defense.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we need to be humble. As Giannis said, we need to be humble in victory and in loss.
Yes.
And I will be taking the wise words of Giannis. And on the Carbless Talking text line, you can get at us. But Brad, you can tell us about why it's so great.
Oh, I would love to. It's a thirsty Thursday, after all. So that means when I finally get home to the Nortman Estate in the Nortman Fridge, go down there and you crack open a carb list. Now, you guys hear me talk all about what I love about it, trying to cultivate a lifestyle that, you know, has a little bit more guilt-free nature to it. But when you really think about it, it's pretty incredible. Carb list is just 100 calories, no sugar, no carbs, no gluten. That way you can enjoy it without that guilt that is normally associated with so many other beverages and a ready-to-drink cocktail that carb list is, with countless flavors. The vodka flavors, the tequila flavors, the rum. There's the classic cocktails and the fruit that you know I love, but you know the new flavors of 2025. It's the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. You got the blood orange, watermelon, grapefruit, and I'm blanking on the other one. The mango four-pack, the watermelon. Now, the watermelon, that was it. The watermelon they just made into a four-pack.
Say raspberry?
It's so bad. Raspberry, Ben. You know, I love so many flavors, it's hard to keep track of them. But the watermelon four-pack, by popular demand, they wanted the four-pack out there. So there's so many reasons for you to go ahead and grab a carb list, whether it be now, especially bonfires at night, by the pool, celebrating the Brewers as you tailgate. There's always a reason to grab a carb list. So if you're like me and you want to discover why list is more, crack open a carb list with me tonight.
Ben Brust, Brad Nortman, no Kyle Wallace, Alex Rofer on the show. UKVN Nation should be ready to go on the Carbless Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776 because Mr. Brad Nortman will be bringing us in the 3 o'clock hour, the second hour of the show, and he'll be leading that segment until we get to Jason Wilde at 3:15. In 2 minutes, Brad Nortman's debut as a lead host on ESPN Wisconsin is next.